All right. Welcome back to more from Valdosta State University. We had a little Space Odyssey music there going on. We're switching things up a little bit here, Trombetta. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well,
I'm excited about our next two guests because I grew up down at the Space Coast area, and so I actually watched. I'm not going to tell y'all I watched the first launch because when it was, and they're going to try to figure out my age and all that. So, I'm not going to get into that. But
Sullivan,
yeah. But we have Paul Levy, photographer. Everybody knows Paul Levy from Valdosta Daily Times. Hello, Paul.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
Good. And we got Bobby Lacey from Valdosta State University, who is our web designer and photographer, and just about anything else we ask him to do. I think you've asked him to do some strange things, haven't you, Trombetta?
I just, pushing those limits every day.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
A pressure in those boundaries.
Exactly.
Not
yeah, exactly. but anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about their exhibit because it opened at the Turner Center for the Arts, and if you have not been down there, you do need to see that. So we're just going to chat a little bit about the space program, what got you interested in it, and Paula, I understand you kind of got on board, Bobby was going down there, and then you kind of just...
Well, I saw Bobby at a VSU event, and he started talking about it, and I was just fascinated, and I said, well, how difficult it is to get clearance, and he said, oh, it's real simple, and he said, you go online, you do fill out the forms, and away you go. And then probably like May of last year, I started doing it because they're coming up to the last few shuttle launches. And I actually went online and scheduled, try to get clearances. You get press passes, media passes, and I got myself a media pass.
And Bobby, when was the first launch you actually went to?
First launch was 2008, the summer of 2008. I saw it from the banks of Titusville. So once I saw it, I was hooked.
Yeah. So. Now tell us a little, because I think it's interesting how you got hooked. Because you're also a ham operator.
I am a ham operator, yeah. And that's kind of a neat tie-in with the space subject as well. There are a lot of ham radio experiments that are out in space that are used on the International Space Station and on the shuttle. So I've always been interested, through space, through that aspect. But then I actually got to go down, to Titusville, like I was saying, and we saw it. We saw it from about 10 miles away, and I was just blown away how cool it was. So after that, I tried to get down there as much as possible. Any opportunity I could have, I was down there. So I ended up seeing about 7 launches in total before they, retired the space shuttle.
All right. Now, both of you went to the very last launch. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you both had credentials, so you were able to get up right as close as